Radish on the Radio is a new partnership between Radish Magazine and WVIK, Quad Cities NPR. Radish on the Radio will focus on local foods, environmental stewardship, and building healthy and resilient communities in our region. For this first episode, Radish editor Sarah Gardner visited Roots Organics in Cordova, Illinois.
Before Matt Case was growing organic veggies, he was a retired diesel mechanic from the Coast Guard studying to become a mechanical engineer. Then a houseplant changed his life.
I guess I always had the passion to do it. It just never came out until I bought a houseplant, and like one houseplant turned into, 150 orchids or 100 orchids. And then a year later, I had a 3-acre garden, and I just, all my attention as soon as I started growing veggies, it's like, all right, this is really what I want to be doing,
Now Matt is the grower behind Roots Organics in Cordova, Illinois, and can be found most Saturdays throughout the summer tending a stand at the Freight House Farmers Market in Davenport. But the vegetables he grows fill plates throughout the Quad Cities area every day of the week, delivered in coolers as CSA shares and served up at restaurants like the Faithful Pilot in LeClaire. If his operation continues to grow as planned, his organic vegetables soon will be stocked at regional Hy-Vee grocery stores and offered to employees at local businesses. For Matt, the goal is simple.
When I first started, I was just like wanting to grow everything under the sun. I wanted to grow red sweet corn, and I wanted to grow every color of everything that there was. And, just because I had no idea what worked good for me. But now I've kind of figured out, a lot of those specialty crops, they're awesome, but I kind of am leaving that up to the growers that are more strictly farmers market. And I'm trying to grow more food for the masses, because that's what my whole idea is, to get as much healthy food out there as possible, because that's what's really needed.
All this from a farm of little more than 13 acres and a farmer who's been in the business for just 5 years. Learning to cultivate a wide variety of vegetables from seed to harvest was only the first step in establishing himself as a farmer. He's had to learn which of those vegetables sell well and the right mix to grow. He's also had to work out a delivery system to get his produce to his customers. And he's had to figure out what pieces of equipment fit his budget and the small size of his farm. A farm field is a long way from the open sea, but his training in the Coast Guard has helped.
It did, in the sense of just the discipline side, and also I was a diesel mechanic, so the mechanic side really helps, starting out on a farm. You got to be able to work on your own equipment, because I couldn't afford to be able to pay somebody, the extreme rates to work on my equipment. And not only that, you have to be able to come up with things, be like, I got to get this done, but I don't have the thing to do it. You got to, fabricate it or make it, or that's a lot of farming, is just coming up with it on the fly and making it happen.
Recently, Matt completed the process for his farm to become USDA certified organic. At the farmer's market, anyone can walk up to his booth and talk to Matt about how his veggies are grown. But to sell at supermarkets, he needs the certification to assure customers these veggies have been grown from organic seed, in organic ground, without the use of synthetic fertilizers and pesticides. No matter the hard work, Matt wouldn't have it any other way.
I couldn't imagine doing anything else. I'll do this for the rest of my life. There's no doubt about that.
You can read more about Matt Case at radishmagazine.com and discover more people involved in healthy living from the ground up in the pages of Radish Magazine. For Radish on the Radio and WVIK, I'm Sarah Gardner.
Radish on the Radio is made possible on WVIK by the Singh Family Charitable Giving Fund, promoting a natural ecology through education and conservation.